Good day, I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Thursday, April 6. Coming up, public sector pension bills passed, Occupational Safety and Health Act tabled in Parliament, and revised tariff regime for tourism ground transportation officers. The news in detail after this message.
Hey, Omar, how are you doing inside yourself?
Please, I can't manage no more.
Hey, go back out there, sir. You know so much customer there.
Me, I beg you. Just memorize yourself, because no, please.
Hey, woman, you know you're getting up.
Yeah, man, she more. We just come through the door. She look nice, man.
Not all sex workers have a choice. Some are victims of human trafficking and many don't make it out alive. Call 811 or the nearest police station to report suspected cases of human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. The House of Representatives on Wednesday passed two bills paving the way for public sector pension reform. Under the new legislation, civil servants, the police, teachers, and parochial officers will begin making contributory payments towards their pensions as of June 1. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says the scheme will begin on a phased basis, with the police, teachers, and parochial officers initially contributing 2.5% of their salaries instead of the full 5% stipulated under the new legislation. Civil servants will continue to contribute 4% of their salaries, which was previously paid, into the Widows and Orphans Fund.
All groups will continue to contribute these amounts in 2018 until April 1, 2019, when the total contributions for all groups will increase to 5%. Everyone, by April 2019, will be contributing 5% of their salaries to their pension.
The two bills, the Constitution Amendment Established Fund Payment of Pensions Act 2016 and the Pensions Public Service Act 2016, were supported by both sides of the House. Changes have been made to the customs tariff regime, which will enable ground transportation operators in the tourism sector to diversify, upgrade, and replenish their fleets. This was disclosed by Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett as he opened the 2017-18 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives earlier this week. The new framework will see an increase in the upper cost, insurance, and freight CIF value on motor cars for rental and contract carriage operators to $41,000, with full duties payable on the first dollar in excess of this amount. Mr. Bartlett says the current cubic centimeter CC rate restrictions on these operators will remain unchanged. Additionally, he says the new productive relief inputs facility will see an increase in the upper CIF value allowed for motor cars to $50,000. Other benefits of this facility for tour operators include the removal of the CC rate restrictions on imported cars and an increase of 20 additional cars. The Occupational Safety and Health Act was earlier this week tabled in Parliament by the Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shaheeni Robinson. The legislation is geared at ensuring that every worker enjoys decent conditions of work consistent with their human dignity. Central to achieving this objective will be the requirement under the legislation for all parties in the workplace to share the responsibility for ensuring a safe and healthy working environment. The legislation will address specific components of safety and health through the subsequent enactment of regulations to address issues such as child labor. And Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., is calling for an island-wide needs assessment and evaluation study of the current program offerings of the Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, JCCF. The call is in keeping with plans to strengthen and expand cadet programs across the island.
The Jamaica Combined Cadet Force, which focuses on our children from 12 to 18, is such a valuable tool for development of our young children in Jamaica. We're looking at a tour around the country to engage the schools and engage the cadet units and to do an audit to make sure that all of the cadet units are at a particular standard and that they're churning out the quality of cadets that will become the ambassadors for the Ministry of National Security.
Minister Charles Jr. says the government will make certain that cadet programs are keeping pace with technology. That was GIS News. I'm Anne Dewey, James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.